It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Rounding it up on a Tuesday.
What's How are you going doing, young man?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
No. So, staying out of trouble?
So far, yes. Last night I had the chance to, I was in Kaz for a game, and then got to go home and see my my grandson, Everett.
Oh, you can't beat that, can you?
Got to hold Everett for a little bit there.
Yeah.
So,
So,
that was, life is good.
How's Everett doing?
Pretty well. Sounds like he's got a pretty good radio voice.
Yeah,
so,
really?
So far, yeah.
Really loud?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Takes after you, I'm assuming. That.
Well, I hope so. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully I can get my bad influence going on.
But. Well, maybe. Uh-huh. You had a nice ball game last
night. Yeah, absolutely. Always good to go to Casanova.
Oh, yes.
And it's always an event. There was a huge crowd on hand for that game.
I'm telling you. They know how to host them.
They do. And then, of course, the softball team is playing there, too.
Oh, okay.
Ithaca Weston was playing Potosi-Cassville. So,
oh, okay. I actually had the Potosi-Cassville boys in Cassville.
In Cassville.
Yeah, hosting Lancaster. So anyway, enough of that game.
Yeah, that was a long one.
It was a long one. It was like 2 hours and 40 minutes. So I think that, you know, have you ever called a game in Cassville? I'm sure you have. Probably long
Not
ago.
Not baseball, football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the baseball field's right behind it, set in the trees. Lots of foul balls. Lots of 3-2 counts. Lots of hits. Lots of errors. I mean, it's just one thing after another. So, anyway, it makes for a long game.
Takes a little longer then.
Yeah, and my strike zone was pretty big, too.
Was it?
So, yeah, so they were and kudos to the kids. They were swinging the bat. So, I told the coaches, hey, don't let me do my job on the third strike. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Yep.
Take care of sportsmanship and take care of your third swing.
Yep. So, you got a bat for a reason.
You got a bat for a reason, so swing it. You know, I forgot my question yesterday to you,
what?
Phil. Yeah, so. Oh. I'm only going to ask you one, but if you had only 24 hours to live,
oh my,
and $1 million, what's the first thing that you would do?
Boy, you know, I might buy the most expensive record album ever or something. Yeah. No,
Mastodon, here you come.
No, I would give it away. I would.
Would you really? Oh,
absolutely, I would.
Just. I would, a memorial of the Knee Foundation,
something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, take care of your family.
Right, exactly. 100%. Take care of the family.
And,
I mean, that's one of the things, and I'm sure some celebrities still do that, but one of the things that endeared people to Elvis was that he would, he saw this lady looking in the window at a showroom at a Cadillac, and he went over and bought her one. I mean, those kind of things, that's just, to me, that's really
would
cool.
Would you, I have a donation project going for me.
Yeah,
fund for me. Yeah, that's the Hank, it's the Hankaroo Foundation.
Hankaroo Foundation.
Yeah,
oh, boy, I bet. A lot of people dig deep to give to that.
Well, I'm just saying, because I need help paying my bills, too.
Do you?
Yeah. So
the Hankaroo Foundation.
The Hankaroo Foundation.
Huh. Yeah.
You like that, don't
Interesting.
You?
Interesting. Yeah. You'd probably invest in the Hardee's Corporation.
100%.
Right? Yeah.
100%. Our Christie's blueberry scones.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, love.
Just hire her.
Or the Phoenix Center's loaded tots.
You know. You're on this diet, and you must, like, dream about food that you crave.
If loaded tots and a blueberry scone after, there would be nothing.
That'd be like...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But you can't eat it, you know?
I would eat that.
I think what I may do is I may go down and get both of those items and then sit at your desk, you know, while you're there working and just eat it in front of you.
I don't think you would, Phil, because you never have your wallet when I'm around.
Well, I do an IOU.
Yeah. There's like 46 of them sitting
right there. Put it on the Hank Bray account.
The Hankaroo Foundation.
Yeah,
you got this.
Yep.
You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you light your cigarettes from a toaster.
Oh, is that right? Oh, boy. Or a gas stove.
Or a gas stove.
Yeah, whatever it takes, right?
What else? Or a torch. Yep.
Yeah.
Barbecue grill.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's real safe.
Yeah. Right? Well, uh-huh. You know what? Again, you're from Arkansas or Pea Ridge. So.
Might singe your eyebrows.
Maybe. All right, boss man. 10 questions.
All right.
Some true, false, some multiple choice, but I have 10 of them for you.
Crizzy Poo, Phil Ip. Okay,
got it. Here we go. Number one, could a batter request a low pitch or a high pitch from in the major leagues? At one time, could a batter request a low pitch or a high pitch?
All right.
Number two, tattoos remain visible because your immune system constantly attacks and redistributes the ink particles. Hmm. So that's a tough one. I'm bringing out that science thing inside of me.
I'm guessing, yes.
Only 1% of all life has survived to this point. True or false? Number four, ladybugs do not have any male species. Have you ever thought about that?
No, I guess I have not.
All right. Number five, Livingston had a school until it closed in 1959.
Here we go. I wonder when that was coming.
In 1960, its students were included with the Iowa Grant School District.
Sure.
What was the mascot of Livingston High School? Was it A, the Panthers, B, the Dodgers, C, the Eagles, or D, the Lions?
Okay.
All right. Number six. Who was the only athlete to play in both a Super Bowl and a World Series? Was it Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, Brian Jordan, or Tim Tebow?
All right. All right. I had to think about that one.
So, all right. Number seven.
Uh-huh.
What is the capital of Ohio? Is it A, Columbus, B, Cincinnati, D, Cleveland, or I'm sorry, A, Columbus, B, Cincinnati, C, Cleveland, or D, Springfield? Can you believe I got my Hank's word fumble again?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
All right.
Number eight. Sea snails' teeth are the strongest biomaterials in the world.
All right.
Number nine. What common household item can create moisture highways in the soil in the soil that help fungi and plants grow as it decomposes? A, aluminum cans, B, plastic straws, C, cardboard toilet paper rolls, or D, glass bottles? Kind of weird, isn't it?
Okay. All right.
What is it?
10.
10. Your left lung is bigger than your right lung to help protect your heart. True or false?
All right.
What do you think you got, young man?
I knew a few of them.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Yeah, I knew the football, baseball one. I knew that.
Okay.
I thought I knew the Ohio one, but we'll see.
We'll see. Number one, could a batter request a high or low pitch at one time in the major leagues?
I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Oh, gosh.
From 1867 to 1887.
It sounded wild enough that it probably happened back in the day.
So. Number two, tattoos remain visible because your immune system constantly attacks and redistributes the ink particles.
True?
Your body, yeah. That's
really?
True.
Okay.
Your body has basically spent years trying to uninstall the tribal armband from 2023, and somehow it's still buffering. So,
all right.
Only 1% of all life has survived at this point.
I said true.
It is true. We had that a couple weeks ago. We talked about that. Ladybugs do not have any male species. True or false?
True?
No, it's false.
Oh.
They are called male ladybugs.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're confused.
Yeah,
sure. Number five.
Oh, man.
Livingston had a high school until it closed in 1959. In 1960, its students were included with Ira Grant. What was the mascot of Livingston High School before it closed in 1959?
Well, I went with this one because it flows off the tongue pretty well. The Livingston Lions.
That is exactly right.
Woohoo!
That is exactly
that
right.
That was a total guess, but it sounded
no
good.
And it was back then they usually like to have that.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Livingston Lions football field.
Lions, yep. Yep.
Number six, right?
Yep.
Who was the only athlete to play in both a Super Bowl and a World Series? This is a trick question because a lot of people will say Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, Brian Jordan, Tim Tebow. Your answer is?
Well, I said Deion Sanders.
That is correct, but a lot of people will say what?
Well, they'll probably say Bo Jackson.
That's it.
He played there were times when he played baseball and then, you know, went right to football in the same season. So,
yes.
But I don't know about a World Series. I think Deion was the only one.
Yeah, he was. And about 85% of the people get that question wrong because they instantly think of Bo Jackson.
Oh, sure.
So
Bo knows. Used to have that campaign about Bo knows everything.
He could play football, though. He could run.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he was a load to bring down.
I wasn't too impressed with a baseball career, but his football career was pretty good. He had a hip injury, right?
Bad hip injury. Yep. And it kind of, he came back after that, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah. What is the capital of Ohio? Is it Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, or Springfield?
Well, I didn't think it was Columbus.
It is Columbus. Woo! Number eight, sea snails' teeth, say that four times, are the strongest biomaterials in the world.
I went with true.
It is true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know the most expensive tooth in the world, Philip? Do you know who owned that tooth? That's ever. Let me rephrase that. The most expensive tooth ever, or the most expensive tooth that was ever sold in the world. Do you know whose tooth it was?
No, I don't.
Sir Isaac Newton's.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, back in the day, it sold for $3,700.
Wow. So when the apple hit him in the head, he must have gnashed his teeth and broke a tooth, and then he had to have one replaced.
But the thing of it is, though, the tooth is now on a ring, and they say it's worth millions.
Really?
Yeah, but that's the only tooth that's ever sold for that high of money. And that was, 150 years
ago? Quite a few, yeah.
Must
have been gold.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Just a regular tooth.
Regular tooth. Now it's set on a ring.
Huh.
So an encasement. Yeah. So anyway, just to let people know.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We need to know that.
Number nine. What common household item can create moisture highways in soil that help fungi and plants roots grow as it decomposes?
I went with the toilet paper tubes.
You ain't a kidding, my man. Meanwhile, the toilet paper roll you launched across the bathroom like a basketball. Nature was hoping to draft it to the underground for a root support league.
Yes. And they make really good megaphones.
Yes, they do.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome, Everett, to the knee household. I'm your grandpa. All right, Nody, number 10, right?
Yes.
Your left lung is bigger than your right lung to help protect your heart. True or false?
I think that's false.
It is false. Woo! Why is that? The right lung is actually the bigger one, Phil. The left lung had to downsize because the heart moved in and became a permanent roommate.
Just the opposite.
Yep. That was a trick question. Nice job.
Not bad. I had nine.
Not bad.
If it wasn't for the stupid, was that the tooth? No, that was, what one did I get wrong? Number four.
Number four.
That was the ladybug.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought you would nail that one. So.
No. So, and I guessed correctly at a few of those.
Yes, you did.
You have a tendency to go with a lot of trues.
Do I?
Yeah. So I, kind of lean that way too.
So you're about 60, 40 trues.
Yeah. I'm like counting cards, kind of figuring things out here.
You never know that I might be setting you up for something later on down the road.
The method to your madness.
Yes. Young man, thank you very much. Where are you at tonight? Are you goofing around?
Richland Center.
You're at Center.
Yep.
Okay.
Softball.
Softball.
Every time we go to Richland Center, it's either 50-mile-an-hour winds or it's sprinkling.
So, who do they play tonight?
Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
Softball.
I guess where I'm at tonight.
Home.
Seneca. I'll definitely be blowing away
I
up
bet
there.
You the wind will be blowing up there.
Not looking forward to
always,
that one.
Always does.
It always does. And when it's blowing, it's going to blow
then
harder.
Then it's going to blow, right. So, no, I've been there. I've called a few really good games there over the years.
Yeah. Great place to play ball up there.
Way up on top of the hill.
Oh, and it's on top.
Yep. I never it's probably better now, but I could never figure out before why cell signal wasn't better, like the highest place in the world, and the cell didn't work very well up there.
Well, because the tower don't look up. Maybe it's always looking down. I don't know. Have a great day, my friend. Yep. Be kind.
You bet, buddy.